Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
So here we go. Going through the same things. Here we go again. Here we go. Going through the same things. Here we go again. Here we go again. Okay, so I wanted to show you this. Since we here doing this video, as we begin to try to make strategic plans in order to move forward and overcome the system that we've been given, basically. I made a video. Of course, it's not going to load onto Facebook from my Samsung. But there is a video that I want to play and allow to record while I get my food out of the microwave. Overall, there could be a lot more lawsuits and cases against the government for actions that are disserviceable, dishonorable, suspect even. But in a lot of cases, a lot of attorneys will not take cases against the government unless they're high profile. So that would mean that the person would have to be knowledgeable or willing to learn about the laws enough to pursue a claim on their own, and most people will not do that. And when they get the runaround on how to pursue a claim against the government, if they're even suggested that option, most people will give up, like I did the first time around. However, in the process of me learning the laws and pertaining to justice for myself, I have learned a whole lot about why certain people get off from certain type of crimes, basically. I've also learned why, I understand why people want government jobs, take government jobs, and believe that government jobs are more secure than any other type of job. And especially if you consider the immunity factor when it comes to having certain political and governmental positions that would say if you violate a certain law that somebody else might be liable for, you're not going to be liable for it because you have immunity as being an employee and having employment with the government. So here is my thoughts on basically how to move forward in a way that will bring us together, will allow like minds to convene and understand the technical things of the verdicts and the decisions that we're seeing from the entity that protects itself. Now, one of the things that I did want to mention again is a part of the thought of sovereign immunity or even any type of immunity, including qualified immunity, is that the king can do no wrong. But this is a democracy and not a dictatorship. So at some point, we have to take rulership of how we are being governed. I know I've spoken about this before. There are several ways that need to be approached in making the changes that we need to see. The first would be to, of course, you can keep doing the marches and the protests and things like that, but there also has to be an entrance into the system in a large manner so that, one, we can have representation, but also so that we can make the changes necessary, because it doesn't matter how much we vote if we vote for the wrong people. So we have to put people in place in order to change the face of the government and the policies, the procedures, how things are handled, and make it more equal. So it has to be a mixture of action that needs to happen in order for us to see the transitional things that we would like to see. So you can fight physically, you can burn things down, but if you don't get anybody in the position to make the actual changes that need to be made, all the extra stuff they're not going to pay attention to for real. And that's just the fact of the matter. We can see that historically that these things only make little bubble movements, and the overall goals that they are formulating to see change or to demand change aren't being seen because there is nobody actually inside of the government system in strong enough numbers to really change what we see. So that means congressmen, senators, local elected officials, but the federal laws are the ones that are really governing the state laws. And then the state laws are only, you know, broken down to cover that particular area. But the federal laws are the laws that make the immunity possible. But here you go. Take a listen.
I'm walking and I'm thinking about my current legal dilemmas and thinking about the way the laws are written and who they are written to favor. Also, why they were written, by looking at when they were written, and really thinking about developing a group of non-political politicians. I want to say black politicians, but it's deeper than just being a black politician, because black politicians can get caught up in the hype and it ain't gonna focus. So I was thinking, like, man, we really need, I want to say, a coalition of black politicians, but I'm sure there is already one. But sometimes, and I've described this before, I know, when you've been coached or conditioned to go along, to get along, you forget to address what's really going on. So things get overlooked by playing politics versus being there for political change within the justice system. And I'm saying that because we need a whole new group of people that will infiltrate the system of politics and keep the agenda what the agenda needs to be in order to overturn the laws that protect people, that cause so much grief for the black community. But it's not just the black community, because at the end of the day, when you fail one, you fail all. When you fuck up one, you mess it up for everybody. So it affects the black community. The worst is definitely a disproportionate amount of black lives being taken, and black lives do matter, as the hashtag. I don't know about the company and the business, because I don't know if they legit. But moreover, I was just thinking, like, man, if there was a community of black leaders that was real serious about change and understanding the laws that's already written, and then making the developmental steps to overturn those laws, we would get much further. But that means that we need a new, whole new powerhouse of people. None of the old people that's been in politics all this time, I ain't gonna act like they ain't did shit, but they ain't really have the strength and power that we have currently as a culture to be able to make the changes that we really need to see. And that means literally getting people involved in political seats more than just voting, because voting don't mean shit if you ain't voting for some good shit. If it's the lesser of the evil shit, both of them motherfuckers still evil for real, for real. I mean, and you could change on the surface level, but the core values that you were raised on, they don't just go away overnight. It's a lot of racist people, or people that was raised with a racist mindset, that date black people, work with black people, befriend black people, hire black people, and do all those things. That don't mean that inwardly they don't feel some type of way. So anyways, my point was, if you begin to influence the culture to be politicians, in addition to the marching and all that shit, because I mean, I feel you. That's what you want to do, you know. But at the end of the day, that marching ain't getting us our way, or the things that we need to happen happen in the fashion that we need them to happen. That marching is just symbolic at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't changing shit. They ain't doing shit. They don't give a fuck about that marching shit. They're gonna lock y'all up and try to charge y'all too. And that's what we seen them do over and over and over again. So this is where we need a strategic plan, for real, for real. Like, we need a focus group. We're not talking about calling all the old politicians. We don't need Jesse Jackson. We don't need none of them. I love them, don't need them. And I'm not saying that they haven't played their part again. But at this point in time, we need to sit amongst fresh minds with fresh ideals. Those that really honestly should be encouraged by Trump's election, because it means that you don't need any qualifications to really get in the political field. So if nothing else, you should be encouraged to do more, be more, and see more, change more. But change only comes from within, and I mean that personally and professionally. So in order to really see change, then you're gonna have to have people that go within the system, just like you got people that fight on the street. Like, you got to be able to have the people to fight on the street to protect the people that's going in the system and changing the system. Because I can go and I can learn all this shit, but if ain't nobody that I can feed the knowledge and information so that they can goddamn go and carry that shit and do some shit with it, it defeats the fucking purpose. And the goal is to make real moves and strides to see the change in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of that comes within the laws and the lawmakers. But if the lawmakers are the same people that is relative to the people that made the old laws in their favor, then what do you think is really going to change? It don't matter if they're younger. It's the mindset. And that goes for black politicians as well, especially the ones that's been there for a while, because they had to learn the good old boy law and do all that extra shit just to be a part of it. For the most part, I mean, they can push for change, but unless we go in numbers, it don't make a difference. Y'all talking about voting, I'm talking about seats in office. And I'm talking about, like, you gonna have to get down either find people to step up, or the people that's in a position to lead that can articulate their words. I can't say they ain't been in no trouble, because clearly Trump has been in a lot of motherfucking trouble. Shit, he got warrants out now. So it ain't really that part as much as it is finding people that can get the support, but also finding people that's really smart and really trying to. Some people were injured into position. Some people are put into position because of tragedy, and they only doing it for the look sometimes. And then sometimes they doing the book for the look and because they stand for whatever it is that they trying to get changed. But sometimes everything else gets in the way, and then they forget why the fuck they was doing the shit to begin with. And then they get caught up in the extra shit. But even the ones that don't, though, if it's not enough people, like minds, in position, then we'll never get what we set as our mission. And that's just really honestly what it is. What it is. But I would love to have a little forum, talk to people, because it's deep. But hold on, I would love to be able to sit, like, on a forum or a committee even, to talk about legislation and the changes that's needed, how to come about those changes, what laws need to be. I think all the old laws need to be revisited, because 99.9% of them was enacted during slavery times. So that means that they're already up under a mindset of something that we just don't want to exist anymore. Racism, you know, classism, sexism, all of those things that limited people. And then they didn't necessarily abolish any of the laws. They just amended and wrote over it. So it's still there, but they added something to it, or they break down parts of it and call parts of it unconstitutional. But until there's a large number of cultural politicians, it's going to be hard to get the change that we really need, for real, for real, because most of it comes within the goddamn law. And even if you study law, if you don't study all of it, it's like a catch-22. You know, a lot of people think they didn't admit fault for Breonna Taylor's situation, but they did. But when they paid, that's as much fault as they're going to take. And that's because that's the way the immunity laws work. You got qualified You got qualified and then you got sovereign. But even on top of that is more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm back in the neighborhood now. I don't want everybody to hear me talking so bad.
Okay, so the only thing that I would add to that is that you got to make sure you get people into politics that cannot be purchased, because there are a lot of lobbyists and companies and people that will try to purchase that political relationship for their advantage, whether it's through donations, whether it's through friendship and connections, whether it's through business or whatever the case may be. There are a lot of people that will rub shoulders and be on your good side to have you on the speed dial at the drop of a dime, basically. Allow you to have them in your pocket, because if they're in your pocket financially, you will sway in the decision that works for whoever is fluffing your pockets. Now, that's the biggest challenge, because so many people come from poverty that normally they get blinded by financial wealth and the gains of being in influential position. So as soon as they get that status quo, and then the money start rolling in, and they get to forgetting what they had got into it to do, what they're supposed to be moving forward pushing. While, of course, there are a lot of people that take bribes and take other type of financial gifts in order to sway in the way of the person that's giving them or asking for the favor. So, and I'm not saying that everybody is corrupt or crooked, but I'm giving the basis of how to build moving forward. It's cool to get people in office, but you got to get people in office that money doesn't move them, that money isn't the, ooh, they got me because they got a little money in their pocket. Because if you get the wrong people in there, it'll defeat the purpose, and you'll still be at square one, people that are able to be paid and be bought just to sway their way. It's not like a settlement or anything like that, but I hope you get what I'm saying and you truly, truly understand.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed.
Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.